Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Good morning and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and this episode is brought to you by the word important. Why? Because I got an email from a gentleman listener who said that my pronunciation of the word important is like nails on a chalkboard to him. So I told him I would work on it. I'm laughing about it. I'm not annoyed about it at all. I think it's funny. And hey, if that's all that annoys him, it's a good day, right? And I did tell him I would work on it, but I had recorded so many episodes in advance that at this point he probably thinks I forgot, but I didn't. So I'm going to try to be very aware of my pronunciation of the word important. Thank you, Eric, for bringing it to my attention. And you guys know that you can tell me anything. If there's some other word that I'm saying, hey, I used to say ambulance instead of ambulance when I was a kid. And I used to refer to the Pacific Ocean as the Pacific Ocean. So I'm not making those blunders, but apparently important is a problem of mine. Anyway, all right, I digress. Moving right along, let's talk about fat loss, yeah? I have been getting a tremendous amount of emails and messages from people that sound very similar. And they make a lot of sense to me because, quite frankly, they sound like me several years ago. And people are saying, I'm trying to make good decisions, but I was running late for a meeting and I didn't have time to pack my lunch, so I ended up getting a burger and fries, but I really didn't want to. I just didn't have time to make a different choice. Or I know what I need to do and I really want to change, but we got this snowstorm and I didn't have time to get to the grocery store, so all we had in the freezer was corn dogs and tater tots, so that's what I ended up eating, but I wanted to do better. Or I didn't have time to prepare those breakfast options we talked about this week, and I was really hungry and I didn't have anything, so I went through the drive-thru and got chicken biscuit and soda. I get it. Life happens. And it isn't always convenient to make choices that are going to move us towards our goal. But at the same time, it's also not convenient to be unhappy with your body. It's not convenient to be overweight. It's not convenient to have low energy levels or to be unhealthy, right? There's something that I heard once, and it has nothing to do with weight loss or fat loss. I heard it from Dave Ramsey, of all people. And you guys know that, you know, I used Dave Ramsey's program to pay off my debt, my student loan debt and things like that before I lost weight. And he says this about personal finance, but it really changed my perspective about these little daily speed bumps and unforeseen circumstances along my weight loss journey. And he was talking about Christmas. And how Christmas often creates a financial crisis for people, like, oh my gosh, where am I going to get the money to pay for Christmas gifts or to travel at Christmas time? And I'm going to have to put stuff on credit. And he said, Christmas doesn't sneak up on you. You know it's coming an entire year ahead of time. In fact, you know exactly when Christmas is 3 years from now. And the same thing is really true of our fat loss journey and our nutrition choices. You know there are going to be times you get stuck in traffic. You know your time is going to be short in the morning. You know ahead of time when your groceries are getting low. If you choose not to prepare yourself ahead of time with options for these difficulties that you can anticipate, then you're setting yourself up for failure. Here's the deal. And some people might be ready to hear this and other people might not be ready to hear it and they might be a little offended by it. And that's okay. Either position is totally okay. Whether you're ready to own it or not, if you are having these types of excuses or circumstances that come up all the time, then you're at a place in your journey where convenience is more important to you than success. So if you always find that you're like, well, I wanted to do well, but this came up, or I wanted to do well, but I didn't have time, or I wanted to do well, but my kids had this going on and this was there and I was really hungry or whatever, you are at a place in your journey, and it's perfectly okay to be there. I was there for a long time, where convenience is more important to you than success. See what I did there? I tried really hard to focus on the word important. And that's okay. I'm not judging you. I lived there for a long time. But if you aren't making the progress you want to make, and if you're finding that multiple times each week or multiple times each day, you're getting thrown off by your circumstances, then you need to ask yourself what you want more, progress or convenience. And here's the reality, guys. You don't have to go far out of your way to be successful. You don't have to spend hours devoted to, you know, cooking and meal planning in order to be successful. Personally, I prepare myself for success for the week in less than an hour per week. And if you're thinking while I'm talking, yeah, but, you know, my kids have ballet and soccer and homework and I have a job and I try to go out with my friends and go on a date with my husband, blah, blah, blah. That's fine, but acknowledge what you're doing as I'm talking. You are convincing yourself that you can't do this. You are creating reasons to fail. And maybe that's because you're afraid of success. Maybe it's because it makes you feel better to list out the reasons that you think you can't do this. Here's the reality. There are as many reasons that you can do it. Just acknowledge what you're choosing to focus on. Maybe you're not ready to change, and that's okay. That is fine. But if you do want to change, if you are ready, you do have time. You do have the resources. You do have the ability to make different choices. You just need to make that choice. I spend 10 minutes each week planning out my menu, sometimes less than 10 minutes. And oftentimes I post my weekly menu on the Primal Potential Fat Loss Facebook page. So if you're thinking, well, you can plan your menu in 10 minutes, but it would take me three times that long. Well, you get the benefit of scrolling back through the Primal Potential Facebook page to see my weekly menu and get ideas and suggestions. I'm also always posting my meals on my Instagram account as well. So I spend 10 minutes or less planning my weekly menu, and then I spend, over the course of the week, right, 30 to 45 minutes making a few things ahead of time. Primarily breakfasts, right? Because I don't want to set myself up where I'm skipping breakfast and then overeating later, or putting myself in a position where I have to grab something on the go. So I make a couple of different recipes ahead of time so that in the morning I can grab and go or heat and eat. And oftentimes I'll just do bulletproof coffee as well so that I don't have to spend food prep time in the morning. So there's always options, but this really is not about convincing yourself that there are enough hours in the day. Because even if it takes you 4 hours each week of prep time, it is still worth it if you want it. Why? Because it saves you time in the long run. It removes the anxiety and stress over what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat, guilt over overeating, making a bad choice. And when I'm working with my coaching clients, and we're a few weeks or a few months in, they'll say, gosh, taking just a few minutes to plan my meals has made such a big difference. I don't obsess over food anymore. I'm not constantly thinking about what I'm going to eat next or what I'm not going to eat next. I don't feel so anxious. It's easier. I'm more relaxed. I have so much more time for other things in my life. I have personally experienced this, and this is what I hear all the time from my clients who follow the process. So it's not just about time. Sure, you might not always be in control of your options, but you are always in control of your choices. Hear me on that. You might not always be in control of the options you have, but you are always in control of your choices. What does that mean? Well, you might not have the option on a night that you have a PTA meeting and a kid's soccer game to spend an hour preparing a healthy meal for the whole family. That option just doesn't work for you on that night, but you are in control of your choices. Do you need to choose fast food? No, that is a choice. That is a choice you can make. It's a choice to do it, and it's a choice not to do it. Do you need to succumb to the brownies and soda at the PTA meeting because you didn't choose to prepare yourself ahead of time? No, you don't. You can choose to take 5 minutes in the morning and throw your dinner in the crock pot, right, so that it's ready as soon as you get home. You can choose to put a protein bar in your purse so that you are in control during that late night meeting. You can choose to be prepared with a handful of almonds or an apple to hold you over until you get home. You can choose to identify healthy options at fast casual restaurants near you for when you don't have time or you don't feel like cooking. This is huge for me. You guys know that I don't eat foods I don't love. And sometimes I screw up a recipe and I'm not going to choke it down just because I made it. I'm going to eat food I love. So I could say, oh, screw it. I blew this. Let's order pizza. But I don't. I don't, because I personally value progress over convenience. And I know I can go to Chipotle. I can go to Zoe's Kitchen. I can go to Whole Foods. I can go to Fresh Market. I can go to Qdoba. Heck, I can go to Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. You can take me anywhere and I will find a fat loss friendly option. I will create one. You can get meat and veggies anywhere, and that is my choice. If I'm in a different city, I don't necessarily have control over my options, but I have control over my choices, and that is a decision. I don't wait until I have nothing in the fridge to go grocery shopping. Why? Because my day might get crazy and I might not make it to the grocery store, or I might get a flat tire or whatever. I choose to be prepared. When I don't know how long a meeting will last or when I'll have time to get home for a meal, I keep a protein bar with me, or I have almonds with me. I always carry water with me. When I travel, I scope out what restaurants are around and what healthy options they have. I utilize room service to get bacon and eggs for breakfast, so I know I'm starting myself with a good foundation and I'm not setting myself up for failure or compensatory eating or hunger or cravings later. It is a choice. And if you find that you are always finding the reasons it won't work, that's okay. But be honest with yourself about what you're doing. You're creating that reality because a different reality is your choice. It is. It might not be the fastest choice or the most convenient choice, but you are either choosing convenience and habit and old patterns, or you are choosing health and progress. Those are choices. They just are. And we all have choices. Sometimes people aren't ready to hear that. For a long time, I wasn't ready to hear that. And it would have kicked you in the teeth and been really defensive and frustrated and hurt and angry and defensive. Sometimes people just prefer the comfort of their old routines. But when you're ready to change, and only when you're ready to change, you're ready to make the choices that set you up for success. And maybe you're thinking, Elizabeth, I don't know how. And I get that. I hear you. That's why we always talk about practical implementation. And here are a few ways where you can start making the right choices to help you reach your goals. Number one, get honest with yourself about the situations that are holding you back. Understand when you are typically prone to falling into old patterns or overindulging or making a less than ideal choice, making a choice that doesn't move you towards your goals. Know when that happens. Get really honest. Sometimes it's uncomfortable to look at our own behavior, but guess what? You got to do it. Sorry, uncomfortable or not, you got to do it. Get honest with yourself about the situations that most often hold you back. Is it the nights when you're getting home at 8 p.m. or later? Is it the days you're stuck in meetings all day? Is it Saturdays when you're on the go with the kids from dawn till dusk? Is it when you haven't been to the grocery store in a couple of weeks and there's nothing in your fridge? Is it when you don't know what to do for dinner, so you default to pizza or Mexican or Thai or whatever? Identify your trouble spots and then choose a different reality. Get strategic. It's the same way you would approach a problem at work. Identify the problem and then figure out a solution. On the nights you're not getting home until late, what can you do differently with your lunchtime meal, for example, so that it holds you over for longer? How can you add fat, fiber, and protein to that meal to help you out? What kind of snacks can you pack so that you aren't tempted to indulge when you don't want to? Protein bars, I'll link to some of my favorites over on the show notes at primalpotential.com. There are some crappy, awful ones out there that taste like dog food. I think dog food would taste good in comparison. There are also some other ones that are glorified candy bars with some protein added in. So those are terrible, terrible choices. But there are some really good ones out there too that are not only fat loss friendly, but they taste good. So I'll link to those over on the show notes page. Or you can have beef jerky or some trail mix or fruit with nut butter or raw vegetables. There's always an option. You just have to choose it. What meals can you throw in the crock pot so that a healthy dinner is ready for you when you get home. This isn't hard. You know, I know a lot of you say, oh, well, Elizabeth, you have this time, you have this whatever. Yeah, I left my corporate job, but let me just be really clear that I work 12, 14, 16 hour days regularly. And I don't just like sit at home and have all this time to prepare healthy meals. I don't. In fact, two or three nights a week, I utilize my crock pot and I take a couple of minutes in the morning to put stuff in the crock pot so that my dinner is ready, because otherwise I would be really struggling and I wouldn't be carving out the time to prepare those things because my work schedule is so busy. So get creative. What meals can you throw in the crock pot so that a healthy dinner is ready when you get home? Or what restaurants are near you that are within your budget that have choices that you would enjoy and are also fat loss friendly? This isn't tough. Chipotle is one of my favorites. I go there and I get a salad bowl. So I don't get the rice and I don't get the beans, although I could, I just choose not to. I get a salad bowl and I get the fajita veggies and I usually add chicken or steak and some pico and some guac, right? Or there's a place around where I am called Zoe's Kitchen, and I will get a cabbage plate with chicken, and that's fantastic. Or you can go anywhere and make a healthy choice. Chick-fil-A now has grilled chicken tenders, right? So they're not fried and breaded. You don't need to get fries just because you're at a fast food restaurant. But the key is to find things that are not only fat loss friendly, but that you also enjoy eating. Don't choke down something just because, right? But the reality is that about anywhere you go, you can find an option. Another option is all the sort of casual chains like the Applebee's or the Ruby Tuesdays or the Outbacks or whatever. They usually have a drive-up to-go option. So you can easily order a burger without a bun or a steak and a salad or a sweet potato or whatever and just drive up and get it. You're not spending a lot of money. It's not something you're going to do every night in most cases, but know what those options are and know when to play that card. Know when that is going to work for you. Have that in your back pocket. If you don't have time or you don't want to eat what you cooked or the recipe failed or whatever it is, know what your options are. All right, so getting honest about the difficult situations and creating a different plan of action is hugely, hugely important. A second thing that's really powerful is to plan your meals. Plan your meals. Yeah, things come up, and that's why we have convenience items in the purse, in the car, and we know what restaurants can accommodate our goals. But more often than not, we know what our week holds. So take a few minutes to make a meal plan. It's going to save you time during the week, and it's also probably going to save you grocery money because you're being more efficient. So I have a few go-to cookbooks that I really love, and I'll flip through them and I'll pick out, you know, five or six dinners. And I, for me, make sure that at least a couple of them are crockpot meals or can be prepared in, you know, less than 15 minutes because I don't always have time to spend time in the kitchen. And the other thing that's really important that I do and I recommend that my clients do is make enough to have leftovers, because my lunches are usually leftovers from dinner, or I'll take whatever meat was left over and I'll put it over a salad or something like that. So plan your meals and plan the portions so that you know you have some for leftovers so that you're not having to also come up with lunches every single day. And then number three is to acknowledge that good, bad, or indifferent, you are in control of your choices. No more excuses. And if you're going to make excuses, at least acknowledge that that's what you're doing. When you choose a donut because you're starving, that is a choice. The lack of a choice is also a choice. So not doing anything to be prepared with a better breakfast is a choice. And you need to own that. Personal responsibility is huge. When you know that you're going to be out late and you end up, you know, taking the kids through the drive-thru and getting Taco Bell or McDonald's, that is a choice. And that's fine. There's no judgment associated with that choice, but don't be a victim of your circumstances and say, oh, well, there wasn't anything I could do about it. You bet there was. You chose not to. And that's fine, but own it. Whatever the choice is, good, bad, or indifferent, acknowledge that it is, in fact, a choice that you own, that you are in control of, and that you can change if you choose to. If you fell down and caved to something that you didn't want to, it's okay, but it was a choice. If you failed to prepare for your success, that was a choice. If you gave in to the fast food and got tacos and burritos, that is a choice. If you plan your meals, that's a choice. If you're prepared with healthy choice, with healthy snacks, that's a choice. And if you do nothing at all, that's your choice. We always have control of our choices. And you're either going to choose to be prepared or you're going to choose to make excuses and not make progress. Either way, you're making choices and they're your choices to make. So I hope this was helpful. This topic is so critical when it comes to success. And I understand that it's a very sensitive topic and a lot of people don't want to hear that they are in control. But just let it sit with you for a little bit and consider the power that your choices have on your progress or your lack of progress, and work towards personal responsibility and taking ownership, good, bad, or indifferent, of your choices. So I love hearing from you guys. I love knowing what you're struggling with and how I can help. So continue to reach out to me. You can get in touch with me on the contact form over at primalpotential.com. You should head over there anyway for the show notes for some of my recommendations for convenient restaurants and what I order there and what I recommend that the people I work with order there, as well as my recommendations for some really great protein bars to keep with you and other convenient snack ideas. So head on over to primalpotential.com, check out the show notes page, and to see kind of what I eat and how I plan my meals, you can always follow me on the Primal Potential Fat Loss Facebook page or on Instagram. I'm Elizabeth Benton over on Instagram, and I'm at Primal Potential on Twitter. So I'm always sharing stuff on those outlets. So come hang out with me there. Thanks for spending time with me today. And until next time, stay healthy.